Till
Topshin Ayin Zion. To finish the Masechta. That's the plan. Two years from right now.
Average to 3 years on Masechta.
That's average. That's mamish the average.
Average is 3 years on Masechta. That's true.
Sooner than later, we're going to have the whole entire day to say Omer.
So then we'll be able to move faster, you're saying?
Okay.
Just one, this one, the Kuda, it's not going to take so long, but the Makna, you saw the Makna? The Makna is very, very interesting. First, the Makna explains to us a little bit the Machlok is Rishayinim, and then he says another Mahalich, which is totally different than the Rishayinim.
Yeah,
it's a very interesting Mahalich. So, well, the main Kasha, again, let's restate the Kasha. The Kasha that Tosfos is asking, Vim Toymar, at the end of Tosfos, Bidvilo, Minolanda Bin and Roy. Now, our Gemara is saying, Bidaz Rebbe, the Gemara says, even though we're going to Rebbe, Avada Rebbe's moide that Indian tevila. The Gemara says everybody's moide to this. That when you talk about hilchas tevila, the loshoin, whatever is inside the mouth, is katom and domi. The Gemara assumes shinayim also. There are those who ask, maybe shinayim is different than loshoin, but inside, that's called tomin. That is a din of tomin. Vavachetz besorah b'mayim. Gemara darshins ma besorah me'avrai avkom me'avrai. And that's loy nechelku, that everybody agrees. So, frak the Gemara, if that's true, when the Shifra was toivel with a etzim ben shineho, why did Rebbe make her be toivel again? So, Gemara says, and echinami, even though we agree it's tom and you don't need bias mayim, but roy, makam, roy, lovay by mayim be'inim. So, that's still called chatzit. If you have a chatzita there, that if the mayim didn't have to come in, it would be mafsik, it would be a chatzitza. That's called a chatzitza. Either mayim does not have to actually come in, and a chinami. But I need roy. And the Gemara says, this is just like Zerus said, by the Korban Mincha, then you need it to be nivlol with the shemen. So the Zerus said over there, if it's the amount that it's possible to mix it up well, then you don't actually have to go and mix it up. But if it's the amount that's not shaykh to mix it up, then that's a problem. You don't have to do it anyway. Yeah, but you need a roi. It has to be roi to be done. So just like if there has to be roi to be done, who had it has to be roi to be done? So Frank Toises, what Toises is asking is, Vim Toimar, but Vila Minolan de Binan roi. That, by Bila, the Pshat is, I require, the Pasuk says, what's the Pasuk say? Belula Bashem. Belula b'shemen. So it's a chiddush that roi is enough to accomplish that. Okay, very nice. And therefore, if it's not a roi, if you put in too much kemach and not enough shemen, so it's no good. Ain roi, right? Ain oi roi labila. Then bila's yemach kevis because and a chinami. But over here by the tvila, we already have a drasha that says you only need the outside. So that means you don't need the inside. So if you don't need the inside, mechatesh you need roi on the inside. If you don't need the inside, Pasha Pshat, you don't need Roy either. So where did the Gemara get this din, Bichlal, called Roy, over here by Tevila? That's what Tosfos wants to know. So the basic machlok of Tosfos and the Ritva is this din deraisa or is this din derabon? So Tosfos says, how did the Gemara know such a din? Yeshloi ma'amishun d'chsiv v'rochetz as kol besoroi, which is ma'ashma afilu beis ha-storim, even the hidden parts.
How's that practical?
Kol besorah is mashma that way. Well, it's practical at least for the loshen.
No, but the loshen is something you want to learn out. First, you have to know kol means all the hidden parts, and so it means all the
yeah,
parts.
But also going to be the loshen. But even when you say all the
realistic, all the hidden parts. Wash all the hidden parts.
Right. So obviously, all the hidden parts means all the hidden parts that are shaykh to wash. It has to be in the parsha of rechitza. But any hidden part that's shaykh to rechitza, so like the peh. That's the mashmos. That's what, so I'm saying. So wherever it is, Shaykh, the Masha Vila Beis Astorim, Uchsev. It also says the Yodov, Vidarshin, and Vidarshin out. Even though this is not exactly the Joshua Argamara brings, Taisa says Vidarshin out. My Yodav Me'avrai have come Me'avrai. What Tosfos is saying is that there's mashmos in the pasuk in both directions. There's mashmos to include the base of storm, and mashmos to be my the base of storm. Because Malcolm came and they called him Arbina Afilu Besastarim. Ikal Amem with the call of Pachos Lohachi Marbi. The Bina and Royal Abias Mine. So since you have a drasha in both directions, so Chazal understood that the drasha is you don't need Mamish Bias Mine, but you need Royal Bias Mine. You got a certain level. A certain level of being mamided, you don't need it mamish, but at a certain level, we're including it. You need roy. So then it's just like bila. Yes.
Right. Bila, it mamish comes out of the because you would expect there's a chiddush like you said. It's a
the roy is enough.
The roy is enough. That's a much whole different thing to saying like
here it's saying that the drasha itself is saying that roy is enough. The drasha itself is saying you need it, but you don't need it, which means roy.
The Gemara's comparison.
You're right.
It's not a real comparison. The Gemara's saying, by the way, just like Bila has this concept, so too this concept.
Yeah, just like by Bila, you require.
There's nothing else.
Just like by Bila, you require roy, but you don't require mamish. Who then Bila? You require roy, but you don't require mamish.
And when you go into it,
the why? And
it's so different.
Yeah, I would say nothing.
And echinami, but I'm saying, but it answered to this kasha. The kasha was. Where are you getting it from Bechlal that you require Royal Bia?
I'm not sure that
So what is Tosis? Yeah, so you say like the Gemara's Drasha was Avrochus Besori B'mayim Ma Besori May Avroi Avkom May Avroi. Tosis seems to be saying that
Darshan out of coal.
There's no basis for it.
Make your
drushes, but
no. This has to be based on it's called Besori, the Mashra Fila basis starting.
Does it quote anybody?
Where is this drusha found? I don't know.
You can dash some words out of possible.
Where is this drusha found? It's called Besori. No, the drusha of Kol Besori is used in the Gemara. The Gemara uses the drusha of Kol Besori, but it doesn't. But it uses it legabe others. It uses it legabe. Like the Seyar uses it, the Gemara brings the Joshua Kol Besori to include the Seyar. It does use it for certain things. So it could be Tosis is using that Joshua but applying it over here. The question is, did the Gemara itself ever apply it over here? I don't know. But the Joshua is true.
Like
that Joshua exists. Tosis didn't make that Joshua, that's for sure. There's Joshua Kol. What does it say about Yodov Me Avroi? Our Gemara didn't say the word Yodov.
Right, that's the question.
Yes, I'm not sure. Maybe there's a Gemara that talks that actually the Gemara neither says the Joshua like this. How does the Gemara say the Joshua? Yeah, you want to grab a neither, sorry, thank you. If Yirmi was here, yeah. Neither mem gimel. Is that maybe over there it says Yodov? Maybe over there Taga says Yodov. Who are you? There's also a Gemara in Samach Bava in days. One second. V'yodav l'shotav b'mayim. That's written by the Zov. So Gemara over there says, Ki yodav, ma'osam me'avroi, afalcha me'avroi. The Joshua by the Zov says, V'yodav l'shotav b'mayim.
Yeah, that was the whole. That was in the
machlokes,
wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. You got boy. Right, Rashi brought it down before. Because you got boy is up. You had the shot of mayim. How shot of bid me at vila boy. The culture you got boy is up. But David should go loy ki yadov. It's the shot of a dying kongufa be mayim. So by zov it says yadov, which means me avroi. Rose will be sorry the match with the storm. Say by Yodov, the Shinabad Yodim Evroy, I've come Evroy by the Zov. Madam is a story. That Joshua is the Joshua of the Zov, about that when he touches something, it makes the tummy. Tosfos is borrowing the drasha from the Zohar. And he's applying it to Tefillah.
Well, we use it before.
We use it lagabe the din of Tumah. Tosfos seems to be using the drasha of Zohar and applying it over here. He's saying that okay, yeah, what to work on, Ben Isman. This question and the question of the Marsha from last time, which we didn't answer. Tosfos is putting the two drushes. We had two drushes. Yodov Me'avroi, which was a drusha which the Gemara used by the Gzov case. But Yodov, the Gufa, what? On Amar Aleph. Yodov Ma Yodov Me'avroi, that drusha, it's an exact drusha from the Gemara, but that drusha from the Gemara, Rashi brings it really, the Gemara neither, but our Gemara references it. B'choshe Yigaboy. When it says by the Gzov, B'choshe Yigaboy, if you look in Rashi, that Rashi brings the drasha of Yodov. Yodov Me'avroi. So Tosfos is saying that. So over here we have both. We have Kol Besorei and Yodov at the same time. How do you put the two together? Tosfos is Roi. So, okay, Adayin Sarek more beer. What exactly this drasha Tosfos is making? But one thing for sure is that's the Mechleikus over here. That Tosfos is learning it's a real Din D'oraisa. It's a real drasha Tosfos is learning. What is the Rochet Besorei B'mayim, our drasha? You have on Amar Aleph, you have the whole pasuk written in your Gemaras? No, okay, we didn't those guys' Gemaras. Okay, let's look it up 1 second. Vayikur Tezvov. Yeah, but not by Hazor. Yeah, that's the by Hazor. What about by Tevilo? Okay. One more second. Parshas Mitzoyro. Parshas Mitzoyro. So it's very simple with the Zov. Okay. That was the pasuk about the Zohar. Then the Ishki said to me, "Shit was Zora." The brochot b'mayim es kol besoroi v'tomei adorav. That was the other pasuk, right? Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know. Tosfos seems to be bringing together the pasuk by the Zov with the pasuk by the Tevilah, making a drasha of them together, even though our Gemara used the Yodov pasuk by the Zov for a different thing. It used it for the halacha of that Tumah is called Goli. When you touch it, when to transfer the Tumah, not the Gabi Tevilah. Unless there's a different pasuk of Yadov, but that seems to be the Yadov pasuk over here. All right, I'll go upon him. That's what Tosfos says. This is the Din D'oraisa. The Ritva says. The Ritva has the same kasha as Tosfos. Where are you getting it from? Where are you getting it from? Bechlal that you need Roy over here. Mechatesi. The Torah says you only need the outside. Zok the Ritva, you're right. It's a Din D'rabbanan. And Achinami. Where's the Ritva? Yeah. Omar Rabbeinu Neiru, not the Rachman of Pirkei, who Midar Bonan Ba'almo. It's Midar Bonan. Yeah, the Midar Takon Midar Bonan. Hoyol Inyan Tuma Dinoi Kegoloi Minatoiro. Shavir Rabban Nintavra Nami Kegoloi. Since in Tumah it is Kegoloi, that the Gemara says, everybody agrees. The Loshrein by Tumah. It's called Goli. So even though by Tefillah it's not, Midrabanan, they said that it is. Mil Rechitav is Mayim Laboy, but they didn't go so far as to require Mamish that the Mayim should come in. So Ksiv Rechitav is called Besarim, Abbasot Mevrayim, Kom Mevrayim. They didn't want to go, they weren't trying to go against the Gzeris of Kostav by Tefillah, that you only need it Mevrayim. But they're Mesakin, Akaponim, you require that since it's the Goli, Lagabi Tumah, they should Mesakin that at least you need a Roy. Even the Gabi Tevila. It's economy de Rabon.
See, that can hear more.
Yeah, that's easier. Kakos of Ramban.
After all, Mamma's toy bed. She had a little bit of
a fork. Kakos of Ramban.
Anyway, to the bell.
But toys.
It's not connected to the Bala.
No, the same way.
Because it's still, you're saying that, well, the Makor, that Bichlan, anything needs to be always.
Indeed, it's always the Rabon. Is what? Yeah.
But toys is.
Toys it says called Roy Mash with Sobri Davi Minatoira. But the Shabbat Gam Kro, the Mabin of Yilbe Storm, Gam Kro, the Matin and Lay.
Based on his explanation, since it's considered.
Oh, so you could depends on Rashbam.
So we're not going to say you actually have to toy, but at least it should be Roy.
There's a Rashbam.
Why do you have to need any kitchen to
Rashbam over there.
Isn't that what he's saying? Since the Hazayit is Nechshav Galoy.
Right,
yeah, even though it's Tamun, right. It should be Rawi. Oh. That's what the Ritva is saying?
The Ritva is saying that even though you should not require Rawi Deraisa, because once we have a Drasha, that you only need Me'av Rawi, that's enough. But since there is a concept of Raisa, that the Lashon is called Galoy, where we find by Tumah, let's say, Hazaz and Machlaikas, but at least by Tumah, that's according to everybody. So in Masakin, Midrabon, and here also, that it should have some, treat it on some level,
and
like a Galoy.
It should at least be Roy.
It should at least be Roy. Exactly.
You don't need any Kesher to
exactly.
Bala for that.
For which one?
Lila. You don't need any Kesher to Bila.
No, but it's just it.
There's no Kesher to Bila.
There's no kesher to Bila?
Similar to Bila.
No, Midrabanan, they made it like Bila. Bila is a Din D'oraisa. Midrabanan, they made it like Bila.
Like Bila.
Just like Bila, Roy,
logic.
Roy is enough. They hear them a second that Roy is enough.
Logic of your argument is you just explain according to the Ritva, and originally when you explained it, you didn't mention the word. The logic from Bila. So
that's what you get.
You said without
that's where you get such a
concept
of Roy. I'm saying that's it. That's where you see Roy.
The concept of Roy there is
over here it's
different. The basis for why it's Roy, the concept of Roy there, has got no connection to Roy.
No one's saying it's a,
yeah. You could get to it through the logic that the Takana Derabbanan because. It's Nechshav Galoy in there is circumstances where it's Nechshav Galoy. So you know what? You're not going to actually have to tovel it, but at least it should be Rawi. Bli Kesha whatsoever to the fact that Rawi is used in another place called Bila.
Yeah, but where do you see Rawi Bichlal means anything? How do you know Bichlal Rawi means anything? The Rabbanan made it to Kona. Before Bila, I would have said, you could choose what you want. You need water to go in there, you don't need water to go in there.
Okay, but the thing is
who said such a thing? Yeah, I'm saying where
they're
saying
that Meditakonia because
they're born again.
Because by Bila there's Roy. Who says?
No, by Bila you see there's such a concept called Roy. Meaning the Ritva is saying they want.
Yeah, you see there's a concept called Roy. Maybe, yeah, no. You see that Roy does something.
They don't see that. They made a takana, so where did they get that from? The Rabbanu want to make a takana to make it similar to Goli on some level.
In Bila, it was the Raisa, the
yeah. Roy? Yeah, you're fulfilling the Pasuk the Raisa of
you're fulfilling it.
A Blula Bashemen. No, before the Takhamim, you don't need anything. Even a Chatzitza, you don't need anything. Even a Chatzitza, you could have. One second.
I'm claiming that that's the source of Torah. Somewhere else, somewhere in Torah. It's not used anywhere else in Torah. Just find that the connection is very, very, very unconnected.
It's saying, just like you have this concept of Torah by Bila, so do you have this concept of Torah.
I wish I could think of another example. That's
what I'm saying. Just as... story.
Right. There's a million places that you can use a million things. Just because you use them, it doesn't mean you'll use them somewhere else because there's absolutely no connection between them.
Like that's the Rashba brings down both their roots. And the Rashba asks the Kasha, Bishlama, Barab Zera, Roy Labilo, the Torah says, Bulula Bashemin, the Chadchili have to make Bila. And on that one, Mechadish, Roy Labilo is enough. But by Tvila, Avakanj, and Tzorek Bias Mayim, the Fil the Chadchila, we don't need it. Why do we need Bechlal that it should be Roy? That was the Kasha. Rashba asks the Kasha very clearly. He asks it more by Barichas than Toysis. And then he says, Toysis brings down, there's a drasha. That drasha is true. There's a drasha which includes the Beis HaStorim. That's a true drasha. Toysis brings down, there's a drasha which includes the Beis HaStorim, but there's also a drasha which seems to be Mimai the Beis HaStorim. So therefore we understood that means Roy. And he says, the other teretz is that it's Dirabbanon. We should tzarich tvila, Dirabbanon ba'alma. Dirabbanon ba'alma, that's like the ritva.
There's a concept of Raoui for Bila. You can see a good reason to apply it.
Yeah.
Here we can't see, and then we show how you can't.
Yeah, but
there's Bila, and then it sounds to me like this. This concept exists of Raoui, and maybe it exists in other places where you apply it. And we can see in this place why it's applied, in this place why it's applied, we can see in Bila why it's applied, but we cannot see here why it's applied. Let me show how we can see how it's applied. But why it's applied is completely different to why it's applied in Bila.
According to the Ritva,
of course. Like this. According to
Bila, it's a Din D'Oraisa. Over here, it's a Takana Min D'Rabbanan. That's all he's saying. So what's it got to do with Bila? Because it's working just like Bila. The Takana Min D'Rabbanan is working mitzad mishum roi. Just like Bila works mishum roi. That's D'Oraisa, this is D'Rabbanan.
It's not just like Bila works. It's not working over here.
It's a Dindrabbanan. Over here, it's not.
Wow, it's a
Chidush. The Rabbanan required.
You have to do it? Yeah,
it'll
be enough to do. You know, I don't have to actually do the thing.
Yeah, but where are you getting it from that Roy means anything? That Roy
that's
does anything?
Above, I don't know. Something
not above. Serious. Not above. You see it in Bila. We have a precedent. No.
Call
a royal Bila, that din. You see it from Reb Zera's din. Whatever. You could have it in other cases in the Torah too, but it's the same din.
That's what I'm saying. There's the din. So.
It doesn't matter. But that's what the Gemara is bringing. What's the difference if the Gemara would have brought it from the carbon mincha or the Gemara would have brought it from another din that it applies?
Because there's
to.
Nothing in Bila or maybe these other things that I can find.
Bila is the concept.
From it's which I can. Would have learned it out to our place. There's nothing similar whatsoever in its use. It's the fact they're using the concept of Roy, but they're Roy, using it so differently and for such
over there, Roy Labila, Roy Labila is enough to accomplish Bila.
Right.
Roy Labia Samayim was enough to accomplish what the Rabbanan wanted to make a Gezer, a Bias Mayim. They didn't want to make a Gezer, a Bias Mayim Mamish. So what they do, they made a Gezer, a Roy Labia Samayim. That's all. And that was enough to accomplish their Gezer. Except here, it was made by the Rabbanim. It's the same idea.
Put it that way.
One place is Bilo's Shaykh, was by Shemin. There's probably other places too. Yeah, wherever Abzera's din is mentioned.
It's not really right, because originally you put it
that's what it's saying.
Put it that way. You put it away that since that's works the same, with Tumah.
I understand, but that was the reason they made the Takana. But what is the nature of their Takana? They didn't make a takana because of Hilchos Karban Mincha. They made a takana because it's doima l'tumah. But what was the takana? Until now, we have two choices. The water is it lashon goli or is it lashon tomei?
I'm saying you may want to make it, but you can't practically do it. So I just want to know that it's right way to do it. For me, that is a very. I would not have thought that I would end up from Bila.
Without
they use the right way there.
No, without Bila, there's no precedent that's a meaningful takana. That's what I'm saying. Never changed my story. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. Yeah, fine. Fine. Yeah. Good. Now the machne. So this is the bumper. That's the machlokes. Deraisa or derabbanan. So the machne says two important points. One is he says, what's bechal the machlokes over here? So he says a geshmaka vart. It doesn't explain the ritva so much, but it explains Tosfos. He says, why didn't Tosfos want to learn like the ritva? Why didn't Tosfos want to learn like the ritva? So he says, because the Gemara in Erevin, which we also had in Sukkah, that by Chatzitzes, what Chotzitz midaraisa by Tevila? What's Chotzitz? What's a Chatzitzes midaraisa? Ruboy hamakbid. With the Bona, they were goyzer, they made a gzeira on Ruboy she'en hamakbid, or on a miyata makbid. Yeah? The Gemara over there is. Says, what about miyat she'en makbid? That they were not goyzer on. Why not? Because that would be a gzeir. A miyat makbid has one factor of the deraisa that you're makbid. A rubah she'en makbid has one factor of the deraisa that it's a roiv. But a miyat she'en makbid has no factors of the deraisa. A miyat she'en makbid would be a gzeir on the gzeir of miyat makbid. Or gzeir on the rubah she'en makbid. So that they weren't misakin. So the makbid says, Toysin understood. They would never have made a takana midrabanan over here to say that you require roi. Because why? Because over here it's a miyat. It's over here it's a miyat hamakbid, and a miyat hamakbid is only derabanan. The etzem bishneh is only a miyat. So even if you want to say that they wanted to make a takana that it should be like tumah, that it should be called goloi, even if it's called goloi, it's still only a derabanan. It's still only a miyat hamakbid. So we made it on that miyat hamakbid, they never would have made another takana called that you require roi. That's a derabanan. I'm a derabanan. It's a gzeira. That's why Tosfos didn't want to learn the bit. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says it's a deraisa. Tosfos says it's a deraisa. Then you need roi. Maybe it's a deraisa that you need roi, but it's still only a miyat, and a miyat can't be a deraisa. So on Tosfos himself, you have the same question. A miyat still can't be a deraisa. So he says, you have to say, the pshat going to Tosfos is, it really is on the roiv of her. It was like a 50-50, and this miyut gave it a 51%. She has all the chatzitzes. This etzem beit shenah created the roiv. That's what you have to say. That would make it a real din deraisa going to Tosfos. Yeah? That's one. That's the first thing the Makna says. I'm not sure why he has to say that. Maybe you could have said anyway, if the din roi is deraisa, then the whole din of etzem beit shenah is only derabanan, but it's only one derabanan. It's not a derabanan on a derabanan. If the whole problem, the ritual was, it's a gzeira of the gzeira.
What do you mean that it's deraisa?
What? Tois is calling it deraisa. What? Oh, what am I saying now?
Yeah.
Not like the Makna, you mean?
Yeah.
No, because the Makna, I think, wanted to make that Tosfos learned the whole case here of Rebbe was mamish deraisa. I was just thinking, according to what the Makna is saying, that the Tosfos did not want to learn like the Ritva, maybe you don't have to go so far as to say Tosfos held this is mamish deraisa. You could just, maybe you could have said that Tosfos just held that's mukhruch, that the din of roi is a din deraisa. But in Echnam, the case with the etzem beit shenah could still be a miyut. It could still be that Rebbe made it go back to Rabbanan. But you've gotten rid of the problem that Tosfos had with the Ritva, which is it's a Darbanan on a Darbanan. The Makkah didn't want to say that. He wanted to say according to Tosfos it's mamash a deraisa. So that's why he said in Kimpton the case. He said that etzem beit shenah actually was mitzdarich to a roiv overall. I mean, how can it ever mean a roiv? No, maybe, so maybe an economy. You mean, so how could Roy be the right? You mean it would be a Shtir Minei Bay? The Torah couldn't have said a din called Roy. No, Enochanami, you're right, you're right. To have that case, you're right. Enochanami, to have a case where Roy is applicable on a Doraisa level, you would need that, Enochanami. But I'm just saying is, in the case of Rebbe, you're not necessarily mukhuk to come on and say that's what happened over there. It would have been enough over there to learn. Yeah, it would have been enough over there maybe to learn Roy is Doraisa. In that case, it's a case of Miyat. You're right, though. Maybe that's what the Maktab really wanted. To say Roy is Doraisa B'chal, you're going to have to say the Roy created the Roy. And you can't have the Roy in the mouth. It doesn't. Or wherever else, based on storm is Nageya. There are the, you know, I think Mar uses based on storm also for like armpits and things like that. You know. Over here, that's. Okay. But then the Maktab says a Gavaldiga thing. He says it's not like the Rishonim. And then he says later on that why the Rishonim didn't want to learn like this. He gets into that, but that's already too complicated. Just, but the Siyas Malik is very geschmack.
I'm with him. That doesn't count for anything? He said, shit, I've been talking to him, so I'm just texting. What do you care?
Oh my gosh. This is what he says. Miulile Dibrahim. Yeah, you're right. That's maybe the mark the men. That has to be the Roy Deraisa. Miulile Dibrahim, without to be showing him that it's a din derabanan or it's part of the drasha. Hayneil nizdaiti lefimai daoma biyvomis of ayin ches gabi muberes in his gaira. A muberes in his gaira, she goes into the mikvah. She's already muberes. The Gemara says, her son that's born does not have to be toivel after he's born. Even if you hold he's not a chelik of the mother, it's a mechalik, he's a chelik of the mother or not. Even if he's not a chelik of the mother, he's its own entity. And if he's his own entity, then you would say that he would not go into the mikvah because there's a big chatzit around him called his mother. The Gemara says, Rabbi say means what? It's like it's his normal habitat. He went in and that's in his normal way. So that's not called the chatzitah. The tefillah counts for the uber inside of the mother. By near about mizeh, to call based on storim the mahani linen tefillah, come based on shechi. It says, take the armpits for example. Ushar kamatim, different based on storim parts of the body. Why does the tefillah work for them? So the Beis HaStorim also, he says, the pshat is that even if they're like covered up, but they're in there. Yeah, that's the normal extension of where they are. They're no worse than the uber that's inside of the mother. So just like the tefillah helps the uber, so really it helps the Beis HaStorim too. That's a svar.
Yeah,
Rabisei, how do you translate Rabisei?
I would say it's different.
Rabisei means.
Could
you pass me the Yavamas for a second? Let's see how Rashi teaches Rabisei.
Basis storm is access to
no,
water.
No, Basis right. So what he says, he's saying, you mean because it's Shaykh? Okay, so the Uber is Shaykh. Make him go to the mikvah when he's born. I mean, you don't have to say it worked.
We're looking at the tefillah that she's doing. We're not looking at.
So because it's possible.
He was part of his mother, that's fine.
So now you're arguing with the Gemara Yavam. The Gemara Yavam says that.
Yeah, I'm arguing with the Gemara Yavam.
All right, let's not do that. He wants to take the Yisoytim Yavam and apply it here.
How the simplification is going
on? Oh, so we'll get there. So 1 second.
How is that?
We'll get there. No, that's the problem. That's why it's a chatzitza. Oh, that's what I get to. He's saying like this. Just like over there, how did Rashi teach Rabbi say? Hein Rabbi say, no, it doesn't say exactly. Hein Rabbi say. I'm a good look, Chayt, it's shiny, but the Hein Rabbi say. Shiny Ober, Dainer Rabisei. Ober, it's not called the Chatzitza. Dainer Rabisei, that's where he grows, that's where he lives. Rashi doesn't touch it. He just says, Velav Chatzitza he. So that's what he's saying. He's saying like this. He's saying Gevaldik. He's saying, what's the Gemara mean? The Gemara is saying that according to Rebbe, according to everybody, Tvila, okay, the Lashon is called Tomin, it's not called Golik. You don't need the water to go in there. Okay? You don't need the water to go in there. So why did Rebbe make it be Toivel again? Because you need Roy. So the Rishonim are looking for, you know, where's this Din Roy coming from? That's what they're looking for. So he says, no, it's Gevaldik. He says, you know why? You know what the pshat is that the Beis HaStarim that the lashon is called Tomin? The pshat is the Ein Rabisei. It's not the pshat that you don't need to be toivel the lashon. The pshat is that the rest of the body is not a chatzitza for the lashon in the same way that the mother is not a chatzitza for the ober. But that's only true in as much as the thing which is blocking between you and the water is your Rabisei. But if you have a foreign object in there, Savanda, that's a chatzitza. The mind of the water is not going in anyway. Yeah, the water doesn't have to go in anyway, but only because what's outside of you is not a chatzitza. But if I introduce now a foreign object, etzem bechiner, it's a Savanda, it's no worse than any other chatzitza, the way he's learning. It's not a special halacha, the way he's learning, that even though you don't need water, you need roi for water. The pshat is, it's a chatzitza. That's how he's learning. If he's a near poshut, that time with the bein and royal be esmayim, send some special din. The reason is shlo yechatzita b'shadover. Mishum dini the basar choyf aleim and a choyt. It's true. The rest of the body, which is covering up the tongue, it's not a chatzitza. That's only mishum dani rabbi say. But b'shad dvarim, avad that should be a chatzitza. He says, avad by muberis. If she'd have a chatzitza on her. Would the tefillah help the vad? No. My nafka is not getting wet anyway. Yeah. But his mother is not a chatzitza. A foreign object is. She says, suadin over here. Need a buzzer choy to give the dark of a kach. Since that's a derech, the rabbisa means dark of a kach. Dark of a kach, that's what rabbisa. Abu Dabra Acher, like she said, a foreign object, choytzitz. Gabal, that's ma'ad. The only way now, this makes him even more upset. Because what he's learning, it's mamish not because of the din of roi. That is special thing called roi. It's a regular the way he's learning is the normal chatzitza. That's all it is. Yeah, he's learning.
I thought he's saying why.
He's saying why the etzem bechiner is a problem.
He's not saying why roi has why you need roi.
He's saying why you need roi, but the way he's explaining it, it's not a special halacha called roi. It's just that if you don't have roi, you have a chatzitza. It's not because you know you don't need the water to go in, but you need roi. No, you need to be toivel just like everybody else needs to be toivel. Just happens to be the rest of the body, which is around the mouth, is not a chatzitza, and that's a mitzvah chatzitza. I don't need a special halacha called royal abila to explain that. So the Machnis says, and a chinami, he says, he learns the connection is less stark. He says, Elo, he says, he just says like this. If a person wanted the taina that's connected to svara, how can he have such a metzius? How can he have such an idea that you need it in a theoretical sense, but not in a practical sense? The balab's in a ma'im noigim sham. The water is not getting in there anyway. So, a person was saying svara, you know, it doesn't make, you know, what's the difference? Meaning, at the end of the day, the water is not. A person will challenge me in svara that at the end of the day, the water is not going in. So, you know, let's be very practical. Do you need the water? Do you not need the water? If you don't need it, you don't need it. So for that, I'll answer to him. I'll say, I'm not a b'zera. For that, I'll bring in the din of a b'zera. Because if we see from the din of a b'zera that there's a chiluk between what you need in practicality and what you need in roi. That's what he says. No, you're right. The din of roi, the way he's learning, the din of roi still shows us that there's such a metzius as not requiring the etzem thing, but requiring what's a roi for the thing. That is, the Makna is saying that. I'm just saying, the way he's explaining it, it's a bit of a weaker connection, because it's not like a concept of I need.
The question is, why do I...
I'm mamish have to run, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, well... Yeah, mamish, because I have to... Yeah. What he's saying is... The question is... Oh, we'll talk about it more. No, it's, it is roi baso. It's not like a... We're learning how to play with Roy.
Suddenly throws in the Roy. He doesn't need it for his whole in my life.
Yeah, he just said. That's what
you need a toy without a
katzitza. That's what he's saying at the end. And the Gemara's being subzera. The Gemara's being subzera because... Why the Gemara need Rabbi Zera? That's what he's explaining at the end.
Because the question is, you shouldn't need it at all because compared to the bar, right?
It's once you need
it. What? Water doesn't go there anyway. It's like you don't need water on the... So you don't need the water at all anyway.
Economy.
No, but once you introduce some foreign object, then you would need the water. It's not like that.
Right.
So that's why you're right. It
does apply. He's saying it is a katzitza.
I don't know if he's saying it's a katzitza because you still have all the drugs.
It's just something else. You don't
still have the
music.
You don't really need water to begin with. Right?
Yeah, but
it's a star, but you have the aspect that maybe it's like goalie.
No, but he's not going with Tosis. He's saying it's different how they put together. He's saying it's not so special drusha like that. It's just understood because.
The whole point is that he's wanting the Roy to begin with. I break this over, and it's not like because there's something else in there. Not that that's like a pizza per se, like a pizza.
Alright, we'll talk about it. I gotta run. Shkoyach, everybody. Have a great
anything.
Sorry, I'm running out.
Well, that's it. Fun's over.
I think we decided today.